Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry there. You don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to give us your email address. That's not a big deal to us. It's who you are or why you're there. We just know that we want you to have the information that you need. And we're going to try to give it to you as much as we possibly can. Michael Hipworth was going to be with us, but he's in Canada, and we're having a little trouble getting through to him. I don't know if there's a problem with the line or whatever, but he may join us in a minute. But I want to continue to march and talk about some of the things that has been on my mind lately about some of the things that the small business owners do that are really not healthy for them. One of the things is when you try to imitate your competitor. If you look around and you try to imitate your competitor, that's the opposite of differentiation. Differentiation is the key to success for small business in the 21st century. And the reason is because there's so many people out there. There's so many different choices. And I say people, I'm talking about people who are your competitors, competitive options for your customers. That you've got to find a way to make sure that when people think about your industry, when they think about what you do, if you're in the shoestring business or the shoestring potato business, I don't care. When they think about what you do, they don't need to think about, well, you know what? There's really not that much difference between Pepsi and Coke. That's not what you want them to think. You want them to think, you know what? I like this one over that one. And it might not be you. They might choose the other person. And that's okay, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But make sure that you, when you look at your competitor, you don't say, wow, I've got to do that. I've got to meet what he's doing or she's doing. I've got to be able to deliver that level or I've got to create, you know, something just like that so that it's monkey see, monkey do kind of thing. That's not how you're going to find your success in the 21st century. The way you're going to find your success is how you work within the same industry as your competitors. But the way you deliver what you sell, the commodity that we all sell, and by the way, everything that you and I have is a commodity today. There are no non-commodities on planet Earth today. Believe it or not, I mean, I'm okay, maybe you can come up with one or two, but most of us sell commodities, even services. What I mean by that is they're available. Whatever we sell is available. 9 ways from Sunday, within a half a mile of where we are, and thousands of ways on the internet. So the things that we sell are not that much different from the stuff that we sell is not that much different from our competitors' stuff. So how do we get customers to choose us, to consciously choose us? We've got to differentiate ourselves in the way that we deliver the commodities that we sell. We've got to be different. We've got to be different with an advantage for our customers. We've got to be different in a way that's all about them and not about us. And that's another thing. That's one of the main things that happens to a lot of small business owners is they, you know, when they see a competitor talking about the largest inventory in Southwest Washington State or the biggest showroom in Manhattan or whatever the claim is, then somebody looks at that and says, you know what, I've got to come up with something like that. I've got to be the larger. I mean, mine is even larger or whatever. You know what, folks? That's about you. That's about them. That's not about your customer. You've got to focus what you're doing and the way you differentiate yourself on what customers want. On what not, and not even what they need. And you've heard me talk about this before. Not on what they need, but what they want. They need to eat, but they want to dine. Customers need to eat, but they want to dine. So if food is merely fuel to, so that we can move, so that we can live, right? So why do people, would people pay $25 for a steak? It's because they want it, not because they need it. And so that's how you differentiate yourself. You find out, you take the commodity that you sell, service, product, I don't care what it is. It absolutely doesn't matter what industry you're in, what you're selling. Everything I'm telling you fits. It fits everybody, including your nonprofits, including the government, really. Take what you sell. Find out how customers want it. Not how they need it, but how they want it. How they want it delivered. Do they want it upside down? Do they want it sideways? Do they want it painted purple? Or, you know, do they want it delivered only on Tuesdays? Whatever it is that they want, you give it to them that way. And that's how you differentiate yourself from someone else. And if you will do that, if you'll take the time to find out what that is, and find out what they want, how they want it, when they want it, and make sure that it's all about them, all about the customer, not at all about you. That's how you get customers to choose you. How you get them not only to choose you once, but to say, hey, I think these folks are onto something here. I'm going to come back to this. In fact, not only am I going to come back to this, I'm going to tell my brother about this. I'm going to tell my friend about this. Wow, this is cool. I like what these people are doing. That's how you get that kind of thing going. Because now you've created the ding in branding. That's right, branding. There's a ding in branding. And you've found that ding in that particular customer's mind. And they like it. You've tickled them a little bit, and they like the way it feels. And they're going to come back to you to get that commodity that everybody sells. But you do it a little special, a little bit different, because it's for them. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how to make a living doing that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. In your dark eyes. Shocking Blue. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I think I've got it too. I've got some information that I think will help you, and I'm going to try to provide it for you. I do that every day. We're in our 10th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. We started in 1997. We've been nationally syndicated and worldwide on the internet ever since. And proud to be of service to America's and the world's small business owners, and not only the small business owners, but those who want to be. And we're glad to have you here with us. I was talking earlier about talk to you about differentiating yourself, making sure that you're not a me too, you're not a monkey see, monkey do kind of a company, that you've got your own identity, that your brand is well defined. And that you know that you have a brand, and that you're leading with the brand, and that you can even dominate with your brand in your own market. You can actually dominate with your brand. And I was talking earlier about making sure that you find out what customers want. I use the term, you know, do they want it upside down, painted purple? If they do, give it to them. And so you might say, well, wait a minute. How many people really want that? You know, if you're talking about, you know, serving people who want things painted up, you know, painted purple and turned upside down, how many people can that really provide me with business? You know, and that's a good question. But here's my question to you. What if everybody in your marketplace decided to do business with you today? What would happen? You couldn't do it, right? You're a small business. You don't want everyone's business. You couldn't handle everyone's business. You're not Walmart. You're not the utility company. You're not the telephone company. That's not what your model is. Your model is that you're a small business, and your job is to identify the things that you can do really well, better than anybody else in your area, if not on the planet, and do it really well for just those people who want that just that way. That's how small business owners are successful. Not by trying to be all things to all people. That's how you fail as a small business owner. When you try to be all things to all people, it just doesn't work. Now, if you want to grow your small business into a huge business, if you want to be a utility or a telephone company, that's fine, and you need to head off in that direction. But that's a different model. That's a different mindset. That's not a small business mindset. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to grow, but how you need to grow is by identifying what you're good at, what you really can do the best based on what you know how to do and what you have the ability to do. And that includes financial sometimes. That includes how much capital do I have? What can I do with the capital that I have? Find a way to deploy that capital and that ability, those resources and that capability, those skills, in a way that will attract a certain sector, a certain profile of customers in your marketplace. And then be really good with those people. And find a way to make a living with those people. And how you do that is, if we've already established that you have something special for certain people, then that you have what they want. Not just what they need, you have what they want. And what people want, they will pay money for. They'll pay you a premium. So small business owners who try to be all things to all people and copy the competition, especially the big competition, that's the biggest mistake you can make in the world of small business. The biggest mistake you can make is to try to copy the big guys. There's one more worse than that. And that is to try to compete with them on price. You've heard me say it before, I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. The price war is over and we lost. Let's say it all together. The price, come on, go say it with me. The price war is over and we lost. Don't fight that war. So you want to do the opposite. You don't want to be all things to all people. You want to be special. You want to differentiate yourself. You want to give your customers what they want, not what they need. And when you find out what that is, and you find out that you're giving them not only what they want, but it's what you're good at, it's what you like to do, make sure you're charging enough for it. Never underestimate the premium price that people will pay for what they want. They won't give you one red cent more than for what they need, because they know that's a commodity. If they just want what they need, they're going to go to the lowest price, and that's not where you want to make your living. You want to find out when they get to the point where they want something, and then you want to charge them enough money so you can make an appropriate margin. So in your small business, as you are serving a sector of the marketplace, not everybody, you're able to make a living because you've identified what they want, you're delivering it the way they want it, at a price that you know they'll pay because they want it, and that price is not fighting a price war, and it's giving you the kind of profit margin that you need, and it's a beautiful thing when that happens, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you'll think about that a little bit. I hope you'll keep all these things in mind. You're not like everybody else. You're special, small business owners, and you need to keep that in mind. Quick break, right back with Dr. Deborah Mandel, and we're going to talk about your mother and your boss, all wrapped up into one. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.